This is Tommy Allen with the Ag Information Network, and today's Marketline Report. Stocks fall and interest rates rise after the largest rate hike the Feds have done since 1994. The rate hike played into the grain markets. Let's go to Virginia McGathy with the CME Group to explain why.
Wheat today was a little bit steady. The Northern Hemisphere harvest is improving, and so there was a little bit of a weighing on the market somewhat. A 20-cent range is kind of a no big deal day for wheat in this day and age. But there's other issues. Ukraine expecting, the exports are really challenging and they're persisting, and that kind of adds to the issues with the supply.
Chicago soft winter wheat prices for September closed to finish the day at 1092 and a half. December corn was at 735 and a quarter. Kansas hard red winter wheat prices for September were at 1157 and three quarters. Portland prices for club wheat with 10.5% protein were unchanged, ranging from 11 to 1190. Soft white wheat with 10.5% protein prices for August were unchanged, ranging from 1120 to 1140. Hard red winter wheat with 11% protein prices for August were ranging from 1240 to 1270 and three quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for August were ranging from 1269 and a half to 1304 and a half. Live cattle for August closed at 136.32 and a half. August feeder cattle finished the day at 137.27 and a half. August class 3 milk was at 23.69.
You've just heard the Ag Information Network's Marketline Report. Thanks for tuning in.